I think the very fact that these people are willing to be on this, to work, show up, give of their time, is terrific. It will make the work on the board, this board, a lot easier in the long run. Also, it makes for more people getting together and getting to know each other. But I do want to say something, and I sent out an email, I don't know how many people got it, and that is this. When we first had our PNB committee elections, we were told to please give priority to the folks that were not put on the boards for the LSB. Then we were given the same directive for the LSB committees. So actually, how it turns out is the folks that weren't on any boards to begin with now have a double chance of being on more boards. I suggest that we start with anybody who's not on a board gets first choice. After that, whoever's on one committee, two committees, etc. And that's the only way it can be fair.
Thank you.
I'm all in favor of expanding the committees. I'm just a little unclear. I think either we keep the committee structures as they are, or we open them up to all board members. What I see this as is that just these particular people at this point are going to be allowed to be voting members on a committee, and you know, after this, if I wanted to show up to the program oversight committee next month, that I suddenly wouldn't be a voting member. I think either all of us show up as voting members to every committee, whoever, you know, but there has to be some sort of commitment, you know. So if you open it up too much, the problem also becomes that you have certain people who show up to half the meetings and then don't show up to the other half. They may just come at certain times when votes are required, and it just gets a little messy. So I like the issue of us voting on, say, two additional members so that we keep the numbers constant. Let each committee open up nominations to two or three or four additional members. That I would be totally in favor of, but just a sort of, you know, one committee having eight members, another committee having five members. Nobody signed up for the finance committee. This is such an important committee, overlooking the finances of our station. You know, it would be great to have two members sign up for the finance committee.
I agree with a lot of what's being said here. I agree with the spirit of Margaret's motion. I agree with Jane's idea. I agree with what Madeline is saying. I think that the main point is what Margaret says, is we need to move and get on to other business. I want to, in that spirit and hope, I'm offering an amendment, which is that, or a substitute motion, or whatever the chair wants to say it is, that we accept the members who have signed up for committees today, and that we take up this issue at our next meeting in the spirit of adding more people and considering the issue and probably following what the rest of the network is doing.
Well, just before we go ahead and hear,
so basically, just let's accept who we got signed up now, and let's add some more people next time.
You know what? Would you be willing, Harrison, if there was a guarantee that that's an agenda item, not to have to go through the amending of this, because it doesn't alter. What you're saying is you're supporting the motion, but you'd like to revisit it with a different motion at the next meeting, I think, aren't you?
I want to accept the people who have signed up now.
Yes.
And I want the committees to be open for additional membership at the next meeting.
Okay.
Well, we've got the problem of
all right,
too many people.
I'm trying to avoid Robert's rule bogged down. You are supporting the motion that the people who apply, you're supporting her motion, and you're saying at the next meeting we revisit this with possible.
Don, look, what I'm
saying. Okay, let's go to the amendment. All right, let's make it an amendment then. There's been a motion amendment by Harrison. Is it seconded?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. So let's go to this amendment. Harrison is saying that we accept those who have applied, and then we go back to this issue at next LSB meeting for possibly adding more.
No question.
The question's been called for. All in favor of ending debate on the amendment, raise your cards. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Opposed? Okay, Chair Notes is unanimous. So, Harrison's
not in charge.
Thank you. Harrison's amendment is added to Margaret's motion. Any person or Let's go to the vote on the amendment. Those in favor of the amendment, raise your cards.
Harrison. You're voting on Harrison's amendment.
You're voting on Harrison's amendment. Okay, would you restate the amendment, Harrison?
That we accept the people who have signed up for the different committees, and that we add some more people at the next meeting. Or we at least consider the idea of adding other people who want to be on committees at our next meeting. It's slightly different than Margaret's proposal.
Okay, so this is what we're going to do. We're voting on the amendment. Okay, let me clarify.
Okay.
Right. We're going to now vote yes or no to have add Harrison's amendment to the main motion.
Don, I think there's one piece of clarification I should make, which is that if we vote in favor of my amendment, we get to move on. If we accept the situation as it is, we've got to vote between people who gets on the committee.
Okay, that's a pro. Yeah, you know, this discussion is out of order because I believe people know what the amendment is. So I'm going, now that the question has been called, we're going to go to a vote.
Can I get an explanation?
All right. Who is the making motion? Maybe the chair is confused. What the chair believes we're doing is, now that the question has been called and voted on,
the question hasn't been voted on.
Oh, so now that the question has been called and it has been voted and the debate is ended, we have to vote on Harrison's amendment now. Is there any question about that?
I have a question, yes.
Well, I don't mean a question. I mean, is there any question about the procedure we're following?
I want to know if this is going to wipe out Margaret's motion, if we accept it.
No, it does not. It does not substitute for Margaret's motion.
It's not. Okay.
It's
fine.
Only wording that's added to her motion. Only wording that is added.
Point of information.
Now, I'm going to ask for a vote. Those in favor of the Harrison amendment, raise your cards.
Don, point of information. Does the secretary have this motion actually down? There's such confusion about this. Yes, it would be helpful.
I'm going to ask the secretary. There, to me, it's relatively clear, but I'm not sure it's clear to everyone. I'm going to ask the secretary to reread from his notes Harrison's amendment before we vote.
Can I have just a point of information before Terry is doing that? I'm really confused on the difference between what Margaret's proposing and what this is.
Okay. So far, I want to read.
Margaret's motion was passed at a prior meeting. Leslie Ratchford's motion is to accept the individuals on Margaret's report onto the committees as indicated. Harrison's amendment to that is that we also revisit the issue at the next meeting.
But no, the issue of adding people.
Okay.
Well, what does that mean? It wouldn't be fair to add if we didn't close that and say if that's not part of the amendment. I mean, Ed's already said that he would like to be part of this addition, and we've already cut him off twice. And in this amendment, that opens it up to Ed. Yeah. So it's got to be definite or not.
You know, people, we're making this unnecessarily complicated, and we're burning up so much time on this. It's really a shame. I just want to clarify that the amendment says accept Leslie Radford's motion and then says that we come back and consider board members at the next meeting.
That's right. Uh-huh.
But the reason the chair said we couldn't say and we add more at the next meeting is the decision at the next meeting may not be to add more, but we're going to consider board members at the next meeting.
Right, that's right.
Okay, we're going to go to a vote. Is this, go ahead, Sabrina.
I know,
but there seems to be a point of information. Just a point, just for clarity?
Well, it seems...
You're not, we have no time, but the debate is closed already, so you can't have pros and cons now. Just clarification if there's anything that you're confused about. Because the question has, the debate has closed. You understand what I'm saying? I'm just respecting the body's decision. Okay. I'm sorry, I didn't... Yeah, but the only thing is, it can be a point of clarification, but because the question has been called, we're obligated now to go to a vote. And then we'll debate the main motion. So hold it for just a moment, and then we'll look at the main motion, and that's probably... Okay, having had a vote to close debate, those in favor of Harrison's amendment, raise your cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Opposed.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Can you do that because I can't see you?
Just four. Just say it passed.
Yeah, so it passed. The motion has now been amended by Harrison's amendment, so now let's go to discussion on the motion. The chair recognizes Marie.
Excuse me, I was on the stack. You have people in favor and against, and I'm next.
Okay, it's Ed, David, and Marie. My apologies. Okay, Ed.
All right, first of all, I want to say that I agree with what Jane said, that the original intent of Margaret's motion was to get people that haven't been already placed on committees to be placed, and I'm totally in favor of that. So I totally support that. I do, at the same time, recognize the problems that Sonali has brought up of too many people. I mean, there are some people going to every single committee meeting. How can you put in a genuine effort on that? And is it fair to have your point of view on every single thing? No, I don't believe so. I'm completely in favor of Margaret's motion as long as it looked like that there were two people, nobody had any more than two committee positions. And that's fine with me. That's wonderful. So that's what I'm hoping this whole thing comes out for. I do think priority should be, as Margaret intended and said, for people who haven't been appointed to committees to be appointed to committees. So in a way, it's not accepting five people, but to make sure that those who haven't been placed be placed.
Great. I'm so sorry.
I think we're making a big deal out of something that is so basic. The bottom line is, whether or not you want to recognize it, Margaret Prescott wants to be on the Management Review Committee. She's the only person right now that's not on a committee. Now, what is complicated about that? She wants to be on that committee. On the management review. She's the only person that's not on a committee right now. Well,
wait. All right. Did you finish, Marie? Is that it? Yes. All right, David.
My objection to open membership on committees, and we voted not to do that for a reason, the board assigns jobs to committees to bring back resolutions to the board that generally should, by the time they get here, reflect the overall view. Any member can attend any committee meeting, and they participate. Harrison is not on our committee. He comes to our meetings. He participates. But the resolutions that come before the board come as the result of a vote, and that vote should reflect the people that the board asked to do that work. And I don't think it's appropriate for those folks who have more time, disproportionate time, to have disproportionate influence because they can go to every meeting. I have no objection, as Ed says, to expanding the membership on committees. As long as the board says, yes, let's expand it, let's put these people on, and we have faith that the resolutions that come forth from this group will be generally reflective of the opinions on the board. So I'm in favor of adding the folks, according to Margaret's motion, to add people. And I also want to note that we're going to be bringing forth at this meeting another motion to add another committee on possibly on other issues, contracts and policies. There will be other committees that will come forth. There's going to be plenty of work to do and plenty of committee membership. So, and at some point, you know, I think it's worth saying that people should let things, you know, other folks take care of things from time to time. I should talk.
I just want to report on the time. It's been 27 minutes that we've been discussing this item.
Okay. Very specific. If we're doing this, Jane, you have to take your name off a committee. You know, the rule was no one's going to be on three, right?
What?
Didn't we have a rule that no one's going to be on three committees? Well, I mean, you're stacking them yourself on committees. You know, well, then we should be able to all add our names to committees. Then I didn't understand that. My understanding was the priority went to people who weren't on committees. So you're taking advantage of an opportunity to stack yourself on committees.
Yes.
You are, Jane, because I'll gladly add my name to other committees.
Alan, let me restate what I, first of all, my understanding was...
One moment. I'm going to recognize Leslie, and then who's next? Jim. Leslie.
I'd like to call out what is happening here. If we vote by STV for people, we will be stacking it in favor of, as Dave Adelson put it, one side and not the other. And that's the concern that everybody's got going here. It's also entirely possible that if we vote for people, that Margaret and Israel will still not be on committees. That's an unlikely outcome, a possible outcome of voting at this point. If we go ahead with that vote, we will be in this, we could conceivably be in exactly the same conundrum we're in now.
All right, Jim, and then Jane.
Here's my question. If Harrison's motion passed, correct?
His amendment
passed. So why are we still calling it Margaret's? I mean, it's Harrison's amendment, isn't it? That is on the floor now? That's been passed?
Actually, Leslie Radford's motion, as amended by Harrison's amendment, is on the floor.
Okay, fine.
No. Yeah, the amendment was approved, but we are now discussing the main motion as amended. Chair recognizes Jane.
Okay.
First of all, I don't really know what Alan's talking about. I was under the impression that after the meeting last, that we were allowed to sign up for anything we wanted. I am on one committee, Alan.
You're on.
I am not on any. No, I am on
Wait,
one committee. As it stands before this voting, I signed up for these committees, not thinking I would get on all of them, but interested in all of them. Now, what my statement was previous to this, just a little while ago, is that when we voted for P and B committees, we were told to give the folks that had not been on an LSB committee first priority. But then we brought it back to the LSB committees and were told again to give the folks that are not on a committee first priority. Well, that gives them first priority on both P and B and local. I'm not on a P and B committee. I'm on one local committee. I don't see where I should be on less than other people. Thank you very much.
Okay, you'll be on twice as much as anybody. Thank you.
No, I'm not on a P and B committee.
I don't call on you, but we'll have to. The time that we're using on this issue is important. I might point out. I'm willing to take a couple more speakers, and then we're simply going to have to. Who is the chair?
B.
Bill, Margaret, and Sarah. And then I'm going to recognize Alan. Those are four. Go ahead.
Well, I guess the unfortunate thing about this is there seems to be an incredible lack of trust among us. And that's the problem. Because I think my position was, you know, we should have kind of written registered accountability. All these committees are advisory. Everything comes back here. To me, the more input, the better. And I think, you know, I don't have a problem with folks going in. I think we should try to structure committees so people have to take responsibility and do stuff and, you know, and all that. But we can't guarantee that stuff. This is all voluntary. But my general thing is, the principle on this is, I think they should be open. And I think if people want to make a contribution to the station by doing that, they want to be on time, what the hell? I don't care, really. But that's kind of my view, is that I don't think, but I think that's premised on, I guess, two things. You know, my naivete about feeling like we have to have trust for each other. But the second thing is, everything comes back here anyway. We can pick everything apart, just like happened with the program oversight. Something. I mean, we took it all apart and we sent it back to program committee recommendation. So there's a check and balance thing going on here. I'm more in favor of, like, let's make it inclusive.
Thank you, Bill.
Margaret. Yes, I'm really very, very sorry as the person who brought this motion that it has gotten bogged down in this way. I do think that we do have to trust each other more. I think that for this board, my feeling is that I think we are in a different place than we were at the start when we came together as a board, where there was a lot of, you know, mistrust and bad feeling, and I really have been hopeful that we have been working through that, and I think some very good things have come. The Finances Committee has functioned very well. People are really trying to communicate with each other, and I think we should just vote on the thing, and however way the vote goes, I mean, that's it. I mean, somebody said, well, Margaret won't be on a committee. If I'm not on a committee, so be it, or whatever. I mean, I'm not suggesting that you not vote for me. Obviously, I would like that to happen, but I just think we need to have a bit more trust. I also wanted to say that Sarah Almoudian, who was not at the last meeting, is interested in adding her name to the program committee. I don't know. I don't know. Given where we are in Maria Almoudian. I don't know if where we are in the debate, if that's even possible. But as the person who first brought forward the motion, I feel that I have an obligation to just share that information with the board. But I think we should vote, really stop the debate, and just move forward.
All right. The chair has recognized two more people on the staff, and then the chair would entertain a move to call the question. Go ahead. Who's next?
I am.
Oh, go ahead, Sarah.
Okay. We've been spending a lot of time on this issue. I know Margaret and I talked about it, and the time that we voted on people to be on the committees, I wasn't at the special meeting, and Margaret wasn't there, so we didn't get on any of these committees. I want to ask, it's not a motion, but I want to just test the waters and see if those people have signed up for the committees that are more than two people are willing to take off their names. And those committees are Program Oversight Committees, Israel, Harrison, and Jane, and then Management Evaluation Committee, Israel, Margaret, Sarah, Jane. So four people on management evaluation. Anyone on those committees. I like to be on that committee because I'm a manager working for the state. I know a lot of things about evaluation, and I know how policies and procedures. So if I need to be taken off one committee and be only on one, the only sole committee, I would be on management committee. But on Program Oversight Committee, Israel, Harrison, and Jane, anybody who would be willing to take their name off that committee. Can we resolve this without going to a motion and procedural tactics?
Well, no, actually, we'll be really couldn't unless someone announced they wanted to take their name off. We would have to go ahead with the procedures. If anyone wanted, as a result of Sarah's comments, to do that, that would be acceptable. But let's not debate the proposal that Sarah, we're not going to debate it. She's asking if anyone wants to do that. In the course of this, if anyone wanted to do that, it's fine. But we're still dealing with the motion as presented. So the chair would recognize anyone who wanted to take their name off. The last speaker is...
Right. Now, my understanding of the motion that was passed was that those of us who were elected to two committees were not to put our names down on these. Right. The spirit implied that nobody was then to force themselves onto more than two committees.
No, I know.
Okay. I do view, and this is my statement, that were you to take advantage of what is a logical imprecision, that you're on one committee and move to four committees, I would view that as an act of abject bad faith.
Okay. There may be a sense that we should go through.
Second.
Okay, the question has been called and seconded. You're not voting on the Radford motion just to close debate. Those in favor of closing debate, raise your cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Opposed? Okay. It passes. The motion now, I think everyone is clear about Leslie Radford's motion as amended by Harrison.
Let's have the favor. Would you have the secretary please read it for clarity?
All right,
please.
The secretary will read the motion as amended.
The motion is that we accept all members to committees as on Margaret's list as amended, and that we consider the addition of more people to committees at our next meeting.
I'd like this to be a roll call vote.
A roll call, please. Is that what you asked for? Yes. Yes. David.
I don't mind doing it. Not as a board meeting, no, afraid that the majority has to agree that there'll be a roll call vote. I thought the major could have requested it, but...
Speak a little louder, David. We can't hear you.
Apparently, it's not the case that the maker can request a roll call vote. The majority has to vote in favor of a roll call.
Okay, I'm just going to rule that in lacking procedure that we have, I'm just going to order a roll call at this time. Would the secretary call the roll on this motion as amended?
Grace Aaron?
Aye.
Grace Aaron votes aye. Dave Adelson?
Abstain.
Dave Adelson abstains. Sarah Amir?
No.
Sarah votes no. Maria Armudian?
No.
Votes no. Marie Deary?
Aye.
Votes aye. Jim DiEugenio?
Aye.
Votes aye. Mal Elwardani is absent. Israel Foyer?
I vote yes.
Votes yes. Bill Gallegos?
Yes.
Votes yes. Terry Goodman votes no. Jane Halloran?
Yes.
Votes yes. Sonali Kohatkar?
Come on.
Passes. Alan Minsky?
No.
Votes no. Ed Pearl?
No.
Votes no. Margaret Prescott?
Yes.
Votes yes. Leslie Radford?
Yes.
Votes yes. Julie Rodriguez?
Yes.
Votes yes. Madeline Schwab?
Yes.
Votes yes. Fernando Velasquez is absent. Donna Warren?
No.
Votes no. Harrison Weil?
Yes.
Votes yes. Sonali Kohatkar.
Abstained.
She's not here. 5. Six nays.
That only required a majority of votes, so the motion passes. David. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought your hand was up.
No, I didn't
have to. Oh, sure. Spoon is up. Let's not debate whether it's a fork or a spoon. All right. Now. That's right. Okay. The motion passes. And it actually turned out to be a knife, but that's not in any aggressive way. Let's see. Just as a result of that vote on program oversight, Israel, Harrison, and Jane have been added. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
On that committee now, correct me if I'm wrong, you now have 8 people? How are you going to resolve the tie vote?
Well, we're not going to deal with that today.
All right.
You've raised the question. It's a good one, but we're not going to deal with it. Okay. So I think everyone has this, so you understand. So let's move the agenda. Oh, for the audio record, they're asking additions, program oversight, Israel, Harrison, and Jane, structure, Harrison, and Jane, management evaluation, Israel, Margaret, Sarah, Jane, outreach, Grace, and Sarah, and
thanks,
Margaret. Thank you. Yes, go ahead. Chair recognizes Sonoma.
I just want to say that any of us, including any listener and staff member, can come to any committee meeting. And I encourage, I recognize those people who have been showing up regularly to all the committee meetings that I have who are not members as being, you know, people who are truly interested in doing the work. So anybody, even if you're not on this list, just come to the meetings if you're interested in doing the work and come consistently. Because you can take part in the debate even if it's not in the vote, and we almost always do it by consensus.
All right, now the chair is going to move us to agenda item 3A, structure. This is where, okay, Chair recognizes David Adelson.
Given that the time remaining is less than 5 minutes and the importance, I'd like to move that we adjust the agenda by taking first a 5-minute break to stretch and think and chat and use the bathroom, and then extend this agenda item to 12:45.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that we take a short, we're going to recognize you, a short break. Then we come back extending the agenda item 3 to 12:45. It's been moved and seconded. Discussion. Terry.
I'm wondering, after the break, we might want to go to public comment. So if that's actually moving to amend the motion.
All right, the motion has been amended by Terry that we go to public comment after the break prior to agenda item 3. I did not. Is there a second? Was there a second? I didn't hear a second. Oh, there, it is moved and seconded. Any discussion? Okay, let's do this. Now, before we go to a vote, I'm just going to kind of take a personal privilege as the chair. There are a couple things that we're going to do today if I have to stay until midnight. One of them, I may be alone, one of them is the Sonali Kolhatkar motion. She has been so patient. She's waited for, I think, now 4 meetings. So at some point, we're going to do that because she's waited for so many meetings. There are a couple other things we really want to get to today. I'm only saying that we need to be aware that we can't just keep putting everything off. Okay, let's look at the amendment first. The Terry Goodman amendment is the break now and then go to public comment prior to agenda item 3. If there's no further discussion, we'll go directly to the motion. Yes, go ahead.
And does that include extending when we come back 20 minutes for, or let's see, yeah, 20 minutes, 25 minutes for the rest of that item?
Yes, we would then take your motion, the spirit of your motion, and extend. And incidentally, the first public comment is 15 minutes, not 30. Okay, let's go to a vote. Those supporting the Terry Goodman Amendment to the Adelson motion, raise your cards. Okay, I'll repeat the motion, the amendment. Terry amended. His amendment wording is, we do take the 5-minute break, then we come back, go to public comment for 15 minutes, and then return to agenda item 3, which would be extended the full amount of time that David Adelson has suggested. Is there any discussion, or can we go to a... Okay, there's a point of information. Harrison.
I'm afraid that the listeners will not be able to comment after the CAB is discussion and before the vote. If we have public comment now, that will not preclude public comment later.
No, because I've broken the public comment into two parts, and we could move the other 15 minutes after the CAB discussion.
Just so we don't break that.
Right. Any further discussion? Those in favor of the amendment by Terry Goodman? Okay, go ahead.
All right, then you're cutting the public comment after the PMB report.
Okay, let's look at the agenda that we have. Let's look at the agenda. One public comment was for agenda item 4, and the second a public comment is agenda number 8. It's a total of 30 minutes. So is your question, are we cutting that 30 minutes?
Are we cutting the public comment, the second public comment period, which happens after the PMB report? Is that where the cut is occurring? Or are we just adding 15 minutes of public comment?
No, the motion did not add 15 minutes.
All right,
it simply moved it.
From?
Okay, let's look at the agenda. It moved it from item number 4. Are you looking at the agenda? Item number 4, it moved it up to following the break we're going to be taking at this passage.
A point of information for clarity.
All right.
Is it not correct that under David's motion, which I seconded, to extend the PMB period for 10 minutes, that included time for comment and questions on that particular issue, apart from the two 15-minute segments? That was my understanding.
Well, I don't think that was David's motion. I didn't understand that. You asked public comment.
Am I wrong?
No, it was board time, not public comment. It was board time. Okay, Bill.
Can I make a suggestion? Why don't we take a 5-minute break and come back and then discuss
the stuff? We're going to figure out what we're going to do when we come back. So we have a motion, we have an amendment, we should just vote to change.
Okay. It just seems to me simpler. We just take the break and then come back and do this.
The question has been called.
Do you know the first thing
about this? Those in favor of going to a vote on the amendment, raise your cards. Just calling the question and going to a vote on the amendment, raise your cards. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. All right, there's a majority opposed. Okay, now we're going to a vote on the Terry Goodman amendment to take the break and then go to public comment, then extend agenda item 3. Those in favor of the amendment, raise your hands. Raise your cards. Okay, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Opposed? Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, it takes 2/3. So it actually fails because it takes 2/3 to close debate. So the amendment is still on the floor. That's right. We just voted on it. Okay, so the main motion as unamended, if you support the main motion by David Adelson, unamended, raise your cards. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
We need to give more time.
Opposed? Okay, Okay, we'll go into recess for only 5 minutes.
Back at what time, John? Back at what time?
You know what? What time is that box?
12:25. 12:30.
The amendment that would have brought public comment at this time failed, so we're going to go to agenda item 3, and public comment follows after. No, it's two-thirds. It took two-thirds. What is it? I'm sorry? All right, now let's review what happened. David's motion was to go to agenda item 3 and extend that, and that would bring public comment after. Terry's amendment, which failed, was to go directly to public comment. The board voted that down. Now, Ed and others are bringing up the issue that some members of the public have come here to address the board and then are now leaving. Ed, could you, what did you say?
That's out of order, isn't it?
Yeah, and some of you said from order.
What's the point?
People are leaving.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don,
well, what's the point?
Coming back. Maybe we'll go back to public comments later.
Yes. All right.
I don't think so, but any event, get it.
Yeah, all right. So the amendment failed, so we're going to go to agenda item 3, and public comment follows agenda item 3. Because the amendment by Terry failed, so we went back to David's original motion. Agenda item 3, our committee reports. We start with structure. Who is doing? Oh, excuse me, Jane.
Yeah. Point of personal privilege, I would like Alan Minsky to cease and desist from calling me names at the board.
He's out calling me names, right?
Okay, that's noted.
Just as a norm, let's just say this. There should be no personal attacks or anything.
No, that's true. Roberts is clear that, you know, breaking decorum with ad hominem attacks or accusations and so on, it's not acceptable. Okay, let's go to agenda item 3, structure. This is where, now I'm going to explain in the motion on the floor from the structure committee, the wording on tab is this. That the structure committee shall work with the outreach committee to prepare a resolution for presentation at the next LSB meeting after May 8th for the formation of a community advisory board that is racially and ethnically diverse, gender balanced, and includes youth representatives of labor and low-income communities and other underrepresented communities which are committed to the Pacific Commission. That's on the floor. So proposals around TAB's formation will be be proposals that substitute for this motion, which is already on the floor. And I'm just going to rule that the tab discussion today will substitute for the structure committee motion that's on the floor, that portion of the committee report and motion that was put on the floor in Long Beach.
Do we have a copy of that, a hard copy here? Where was that?
Yeah.
You want to give, which one is? No, I have. Which number is that?
It was handed out at Long Beach, but I don't know if everyone brought their copies with them. Okay, so Jan Goodman was going to, I think, make the structure committee report. I don't know if you're prepared to do that, Terry.
Well, I've already heard twice, except for the main.
You did twice? When? Not today. Okay, can you go ahead then?
Let's see. Okay, the last two meetings, the structure committee distributed its reports from initially on May 8th, and then the meeting after that, they were redistributed, as well as minority report. That committee report included five resolutions. The structure committee has since met and has another resolution on the community advisory board. So let me give the topics of those resolutions and maybe we can decide what to table and what to address. I guess before these five was the one that Don was talking, read about meeting with the outreach committee. We also had a general resolution on empowerment of committees. A resolution on the formation of a workplace committee, a resolution on forming a committee on the arts, a resolution giving the duties of the structure committee, and a resolution on local station board meetings, setting up a schedule for board meetings. Since then, we have a resolution that has not been read on formation of a community advisory board. The motion as reported in the structure committee notes didn't fully reflect the intent of the mover, so I'm going to read the motion and then read an addition that I think reflects the intent of the mover and of the committee. The motion, as reflected in the notes, is resolved that the community advisory board members shall be appointed by the local station board as follows: that each LSB member may appoint one member to the CAB, that members shall be cognizant of the need to appoint a diverse body of people and should make their appointments with this in mind. We're looking for people who have been subscribers or listeners or would like to become involved in a progressive radio community and who believe in the Pacifica mission. This next part, I believe, reflects the intent of the mover and of the committee. Further resolved that each LSB member may nominate one organization, which will then be invited to choose its own representative and to be seated, its own representative to be seated on the community advisory board.
A point of immigration, David.
So does that mean that basically, and I think John and I talked about it, so does that mean that if each member put forth one person and one organization, that the CAP could be up to 48 members?
That's what it says.
Okay.
Yeah.
was your addition of one organizational member, which you have said is the intent of the maker, was that voted on by that body? I believe there were three people in attendance, two voted for this motion. Did those two people vote for Part C?
Yeah, go ahead. That further resolved portion I read was not voted on by the committee.
Thank you.
Oh, and the notes reflect that on the first part of the motion, the vote was 2-1.
Thank you.
Okay, now, before I go to Hampton, can you list the stack? We're going to go to Harrison. You're Hampton's up, isn't it? Harrison?
Yes, I will have a point of information also.
Okay, one moment. Harrison, and then David, and then Israel, and we'll take others. But I want to get a sense of the body. The Structure Committee report included a lot of things in addition to creating a CAB. Is there a consensus in the body right now that we're taking up the issue of the Community Advisory Board? Can we get an agreement that we're not going to at this time take up all of the Structure Committee report, but everything will be focused on the creation of Community Advisory Board?
Point information.
Okay, go ahead, Israel.
Two things. One, do we have a hard copy of this report or in our papers here? I don't see it. We do?
It was distributed twice. It was distributed twice. I have about five copies.
The one that's in Structure Committee?
Yes.
Oh, that one.
It was not distributed today.
But it was not distributed today. And just for clarity, 2 points. We should all be kind of putting all of this stuff in a file and bringing it to each meeting. But the actual proposal that you gave, I don't believe, was printed up. The proposal on members, appointing tabs that you read, that was not produced in a quantity of 50 today.
So my follow-up information question is there something in the report, in the opinion of people on the committee, that needs to hit some priorities of urgency other than the CAB?
The other main priority, I think, is setting a regular meeting schedule for the LSB, which was a task assigned to the Structure Committee by the LSB.
Thank you.
Yeah. But we will not take up those issues. It will cloud this discussion if we try to take up the entire Structure Committee report. We should focus on the CAB, which seems to be what people want to do. So, okay, now let's go to the stack before we go ahead, because Harris, was it Harrison or Leslie?
I think both Leslie
right,
and I
Harris,
have points
David,
of information.
Wait, Israel
Don,
and Leslie.
Don, I think before you activate the stack, we need to go to points of information. And Claire, I don't know what you call it, but I think we need to know this is being presented as a substitute motion. I am right about that, right?
Terry, that structure report is a substitute motion for the motion on the floor.
In particular, the CAB.
The chair declared that everything would be a substitute motion.
Okay, so I think it's important that we remember, first of all, what motion we are substituting. I mean, not what the original motion is. Cernabuck is not here to defend her proposal that was passed by the Structure Committee when it had more members in attendance, I believe. So I think we need to keep that in mind and give us some idea, help us remember what was in that proposal. And also, I think we need to be cognizant of how this procedure is going to work, which is tricky. We've got a substitute motion. First, we're going to vote to substitute, right? We're not going to vote on, the first vote will not be a vote on the Jan Goodman proposal.
No, absolutely right. It was
we were going to be to substitute, and then other and then there will be a motion on the floor, and other substitute motions will be in order.
That is true.
Okay, so that's my point of information, clarification, whatever you want to call it.
And my question is to the Structure Committee. I know that you are empowered to set meeting schedules. I know there's been some discussion, but you've not yet been empowered to recommend committees. I was wondering under what authority you undertook defining a CAB.
To serve this board, I think it was hopefully to serve this board and to Maria. Do you want to agree?
I thought that that was one of the first things that happened, Leslie, was that the LSB assigned us to come up with more committees. It was a Terry Goodman proposal that was, or maybe it was Dave Adelson, I don't remember. This happened in Venice.
But the CAB is not a committee of this body.
Oh, so you're asking about the CAB and not the committee.
Right.
The spirit, I mean, the structure committee, the short answer is the structure committee is in the process of defining how it can serve this board. Everyone wants some process for creating a CAB. So this is one committee that, because structure is structure, I know that the CAB is not a committee of the LSB, but it's a mandate of the LSB. So the structure committee, I'm sorry?
I'm not sure what the structure committee is. I know it was formed with the idea of recommended committees. Other than that, I don't have a working definition. It's not in the bylaws.
Okay, Terry. I'm going to go to Terry only because we need to deal with Leslie's concern before we go ahead.
In the original proposal for a structure committee and in the proposal for a mandate for the structure committee, which so far has no such mandate and no duties, it was suggested that this committee be used to help any member write a motion with regard to the forming of a committee. And so I have no record of the LSB mandating that the structure committee address the CAB issue, but the issue was brought to the structure committee as a request from a member, Sherna Gluck.
But in fact, I put forward recommendations about a CAB back in February. Okay. Had I known the structure committee was dealing with this issue, I would have brought them to the structure committee.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to just have to rule here that this motion that was made by the structure committee in Long Beach was put on the table. It has been a long period of time, Leslie, on the table dealing with processes to create a CAB. This is the first confrontation around the legitimacy of the group's work. So I'm going to rule that it is in order for the structure committee to be bringing at least one possible formation motion on the CAB.
I appreciate that ruling, Don. I think it will move the agenda forward. I would like
a point of information.
Yeah, that's right. So we'll have to go ahead. Now, I do want to remind you that there are other proposals out there for the creation of a CAB. This is not the only one that will be considered. It will be, because it's been on the floor, a form of this has been on the floor since Long Beach, and it has not been confronted before as illegitimate. I'm just going to rule that there is a legitimacy to this motion.
I would like to state for the record that I had a motion on the floor in Long Beach as well, and that has been brought up by the structure committee.
I don't believe yours was moved and seconded.